Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Business confidence in South Africa is still looking good despite a slip in the month of March. That's according to the SA Chamber of Commerce and Industry, which compiles the index. It's come in at 123.5 points, just beneath February's 125.8, which was the strongest level since March 2012. Mind you, the survey behind the index was conducted before the tabling of the budget and the squabbling that followed between the ANC and DA. In comment, Business Day says the latest index reading signals cautious optimism among business owners despite unresolved fiscal tensions and growing global trade uncertainties. Among the key drivers, tourism, increased exports and lower inflation. And as if to underline the numbers, retailer Clicks has hiked its interim dividend 13% as it reports beauty and health market share gains. Clicks is also reporting strong growth in its private label goods. The company's revenue is up 6.2% to $23.2 billion in the 6 months to end February. Headline earnings per share up 13.2% to 604 cents. The JSE liked the news with Clicks up 3.9% at the bell. Not such good news for struggling steel producer ArcelorMittal South Africa, AMSA. The company bought some 3.2 billion rands worth of electricity from Eskom last year, highlighting the fact that the cost of electricity has gone up 800% since 2007. Reports say AMSA's electricity costs amount to about two-thirds of the 4.96 billion rand it spent on salaries and benefits in the same period. AMSA reported a 5 billion rand loss for the period and has just received a nearly 1.7 billion rand facility from the IDC, saving some 3,500 jobs. On the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 ended last evening up slightly. It looked at one point as though a new record close might be on the cards, but they ended up 0.2% and 0.25% respectively. Underlying the upward movement, the gold index, with gold itself hitting a fresh record. The precious metal trading at 3,341 this morning, another record high for gold. London's FTSE was up 0.3%, but in New York, a warning from US Fed Chair Jay Powell that the Trump tariffs risk increasing inflation and drawing America into recession sent markets tumbling. The Dow closed down 1.7%, the S&P 500 down 2.2%, the Nasdaq down 3.1%. Tokyo this morning up just under 1%, Hong Kong up 1.6%, Sydney up 0.5%. The US dollar remains weaker at 1.14 to the euro, the rand at 18.85 to the dollar, 21.42 to the euro, 24.92 to sterling. Platinum at 967, Bitcoin just over 83,900, Brent crude oil just under $66.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.